Nolte, KNAL's April primetime ratings dive -43%. By John Nolte on April 28, 2022. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, lost 43% of its primetime audience in just 1 month. MSNBC, an openly left-wing outlet, saw its total day 25 to 54 age demo crash to an average of just 75,000 viewers, which is way below the 100,000 threshold considered respectable. Compared to last month, CNN shed -43% in total primetime viewers, -54% from the primetime demo, -34% in total day viewers and -43% in total day adults 25 to 54, reports Adweek. Compared to April of 2021, CNN shed -33% in total primetime viewers, -39% in the primetime demo, -26% in total day viewers and -36% in total day adults 25 to 54. Throughout the month of April, KNAL was only able to attract an average of 694,000 primetime viewers and 582,000 total day viewers, continuing a long-term trend of failures. Of the three cable news outlets, far-left CNN's top show was Anderson Cooper 360, which ranked a humiliating 23rd, with only 846,000 average viewers. CNN's ongoing catastrophe called New Day landed at spot 42 with only 440,000 viewers. Of the top 10 shows, all 10 slots were filled by Fox News. In fact, Fox News owns the first 12 slots. Fox News also owned 14 of the top 20 slots. MSNBC filled in the other 6. Here are the overall numbers. Average April primetime viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 2.63 million, 364,000. MSNBC, 1.116 million, 124,000. KNAL, 694,000, 168,000. Average April total viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 1.521 million, 248,000. MSNBC, 668,000. 75,000. KNAL, 582,000, 132,000. CNN's April was made even worse by the suicide of CNN Plus, its streaming channel that died quicker than the Chevy Chase Show, Cop Rock, and Supertrain. In its never-ending quest to troll the right, CNN spent hundreds of millions of dollars to promote CNN Plus as a middle finger to Trump supporters, as a way to say, "Ha, we are successful." It was both a hilarious and glorious act of defiance. A grand piece of failure theater to warm the hearts of decent people everywhere. According to one report, CNN Plus was attracting only 4,000 viewers at any given time. I could live stream my butt and attract 4,000 viewers. CNN has spent the last 7 years lying to the public, inciting violence in predominantly black neighborhoods, spreading conspiracy theories, and doing it by way of the smuggest gang of assholes and liars ever gathered under a single roof. Every terrible thing that happens to CNN, that outfit deserves. Every terrible thing and then some. I wish CNN only failure, humiliation, despair, and extinction. As far as the individual CNN staffers losing their jobs, I feel as bad for them as they do when a coal miner loses his job. I have as much empathy for them as they did when anti-science lockdowns pushed by CNN resulted in a small business closing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.